Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
18 minutes past five, and talking about learning things, we're looking now to 2018, and registration figures show that management and business related qualifications are rapidly growing in popularity among matrics entering higher education next year. And so we are asking you, where are you enrolling for the 2018 academic year? Is it a university? Is it a technical? Is it a college? Is it a further education and training institution? We'd love to find out from you. But just to give us some light into this, we are joined on the line by Nola Payne, who's a head of faculty for informations and communications technology at the Independent Institute of Education. A very good morning to you, Nola.
Good morning, and to your guests.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nola. You know, it's that time. Matriculants are stressing over their prelims and their final exams. It's left, right and center. We thought the year was going to be long. It's actually a short year. And on top of that, they still need to make a choice what they will be studying next year.
And Carry on.
I was finished.
Oh, okay. You know, if they've left it until now to actually choose a course to go into higher education, it can be a bit late in many of the in-demand courses. Often the universities and other higher education institutions open their applications from April, and they have a closing date at the end of September. So it is a choice that people have to make quite rapidly now, before the end of the year and before 2018. And we're finding that the students coming into higher education are looking at a more holistic kind of qualification. And because obviously we're all operating in a global environment these days. It's not like in the past. If you studied to be a teacher, you were only a teacher, for example. You know, these days people are looking at getting a general qualification in business, and then while they're doing that, sort of choosing perhaps another specialization if they don't wish to go into management and commerce kind of environment.
Nola, as soon as you mentioned business and things that with finances and this holistic approach that you're talking about, my head automatically goes to a degree. And I do find that in South Africa, we've placed so much emphasis on a degree. But as one of our listeners, Errol, some time ago mentioned that not everyone, though, is designed for a degree. So if I still want to follow the trend, go into management and business related qualifications, are there options for some of us that don't necessarily or cannot afford to do a degree?
Well, there are a couple of options. I mean, firstly, if you get your matric, it's sort of three categories. You can either pass with a bachelor's entry pass, which will enable you to go directly into a bachelor's degree, or you could pass with a diploma pass, which will allow you to go into a diploma, or you get a higher certificate pass, and your only entry into higher education is then via a higher certificate. But that doesn't mean that your options are then limited. Let's just say, for instance, you only got a higher certificate pass in matric, and there may be various reasons for that. If you do a higher certificate at a higher institution and you successfully pass that, and that's a year qualification if you're taking it full-time. If you're doing it part-time, it's probably about 18 months to finish one of those. You can then articulate, which basically means you can then move into a degree after having passed that higher certificate in a cognate field. In other words, you're not going to do a higher certificate in generally say IT support, and then you're not going to move into a degree in psychology, because that is not cognate. The IT field and psychology don't follow on from each other. So that's an excellent pathway. We find more and more students are understanding this, so their dreams aren't crushed when they finish matric. You can get into higher education via the high certificate and then move on up through a degree and an honours degree and so forth.
It is 22 minutes past five. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. And we are chatting to Nola Payne, Head of Faculty, Information and Communications Technology at the Independent Institute of Education. We're talking about studies for next year, more specifically understanding that it is registration time or application time, whichever one you want to use, for those that are in matric. And we are asking you the question then, are you planning to study next year? What will you be registering for? Because according to registration figures, they show that management and business related qualifications are rapidly growing in popularity amongst matriculants. And we're trying to find out why. Why is that the case? And so, Nola, we bring it back to you also in that, why are students choosing this? I think you've alluded to that in your first response, in that it's all about business. It's all about, you know, wanting to take on or to take charge of their futures. But if we look into that, though, do we find that students understand what a business qualification is? I'll tell you why I ask this. I've often found that when it comes to business qualifications, often students are they are the jack of all trades without a trade.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I don't think that they're sort of exposed to the different options that are available in a business kind of qualification at school level. So it's almost something that they're coming to higher education either thinking they want to go into finance or be an accountant. So there's this sort of direct focus for themselves. But in actual fact, a business qualification can lead to various disciplines within business, in politics. You know, there are various areas you can go into. So it's not something that is just a qualification that's directed at a particular career. It gives entrepreneurial skills, finance skills and so forth. And these are important, and this is why we find a lot of students coming in doing a higher certificate. And in actual fact, we've doubled our figures from last year to this year in students coming in. It allows them to understand the business environment. It gives them the entrepreneurial skills, because we all know that, you know, the unemployment rate in this country is really bad. So if you're not going to be able to get a job straight out of another qualification, but you have got a business qualification that you have done, it gives you the understanding of how to operate your business, your finances, your budgeting, and it also gives you credibility if you are approaching other people to be either partners in your business or you're applying for tenders and so forth. So by just having, whether it's a higher certificate, a diploma or a degree, behind your name as an entrepreneur gives you a lot more insight into the economy, how business works, and so forth.
To you listening at home, 25 minutes past five, we're chatting to Nola Payne, Head of Faculty Information and Communications Technology at the Independent Institute of Education. And we're trying to assist you in making the correct decisions, as we understand that, registration figures now are saying that management and business related qualifications are rapidly growing in popularity. And so we're trying to understand, do our children understand what this is? Do you at home understand what this is? So Nola, let's bring it down. Let's close this down with this question, that I'm a parent or I'm a matriculant sitting at home now trying to decide what I'm going to be studying next year. I do want to do something in business. I have no clue where to go. So what are some of the qualifications that you get in business, first of all? That's the first one. And what advice would you give me to go about finding more information about these?
Well, you get the BCom sort of qualification that has many different branches. So you can go into business administration, which is bringing toward, you know, your business management and communication skills together, corporate governance and so forth. You can go into a Bachelor of Public Administration, which is geared towards government kind of structures. And there's your BCom in law. And, you know, there's many different options. There's finance, and accounting. So by doing a general BA, a BCom, you can then branch off into these various specializations. And what often the BComs do is give a generalized first year, so it almost gives the students an understanding of the different streams, if you would like to call it that, that they can then branch off into and be specialized in those particular fields. And as I say, it's not only available, these kinds of courses and the degrees, at universities, which are public institutions, but there are many private higher education institutions that are able to offer these kind of degrees. They're fully accredited, the same as a public university degree. So, you know, it doesn't really matter where you do your commerce or your management kind of degree, as long as the qualification is accredited, the college or the institution is also accredited, And that's it. So don't, you know, if you go apply to a public university and they say, sorry, we're full, don't think that's it for 2018 and you know, there's nothing for you to go into. Have a look around, look at the private institutions and apply through those pathways.
Nola Payne, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and most probably we'll be chatting again soon because it is that season.
Yes, it is, sure. And it's coming up to final, so good luck to the matrix that are writing. You know, just hang in there.
So be it. Nola Payne, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.